In the ropes, in the zone, we stay. Every match, every move, every play. Feel the heat, feel the sweat, no delay. In the ropes where the warriors slay.
What is good, everyone? It is your boy, We Too Deep, and we are back with another episode of the podcast. And this episode is going to be a difficult episode, a different type of episode. I explained it a little bit in the Discord, but I wanted to take some time and to fully discuss what I posted and what I mean by the title. I'm sure you've seen it at this point. I am going to be stepping away from wrestling podcasting and really any type of podcasting for a while. And by a while, I don't necessarily know what that means, and I want to break that down, right? And what I mean by I'm stepping away, this is episode 311, all 311 episodes that have been posted will be up here. What I will tell you, if you listen to the football show Fourth and Deep, that has been removed. Here's what happens, right? I get these bright ideas at times. This rush of, I want to do this, or I want to do this. And then trying to accomplish it in the limited amount of time that I have to accomplish something like this is just nearly impossible, right? And so I was like, well, I'm going to do two episodes of the wrestling show, an episode of the football show. And I just don't have enough time to do that, to be honest. And it's not like I do a lot with the right. So here's what's going to happen when I come back. Because I promise you, that is my promise. I'm going to come back. And there's a lot more other than I don't have the time. That's not the only reason. We'll break it down some more. But when I do come back, I don't even know. Here's what's going to happen. I've also been battling, and you notice with the rebrands of the shows, I've been battling if I want to keep the branding as the Slapping Meat brand. And I talked about last week how I wanted to make me the brand, We Too Deep, the brand, right? And I know a lot of change is happening, and it's just where my head is, and I'm just not into, I don't have a desire to podcast. We'll break that down a little bit more, right? But what do I mean by that? I don't, doing a wrestling show, right? When I was, you know, part of the casual audience, you know, casual branded podcast, casual wrestling community, it was super easy to do a show where I could just fake enthusiasm for the product, and I could play the gimmick of the guy that hates on the IWC, and that's easy, right? Because there's a brand that I can portray, right? I don't want to be that type of podcaster, right? I wanted my podcast, and I felt my podcast was very different, and that I tried to stay within the realm of kayfabe. That has been ever since I've went back to going solo, right? As much as I enjoyed having Wavy D on the show, I really enjoyed it, right? I made the decision this year to go back to being solo and to really change how the goal of the podcast to being, I want to break down the episodes. I want to talk about the show, which means talking about booking and talking about results. And I really wanted to stay away from the backstage drama. Unless it was necessary, right? And in so doing that, that requires that I watch the shows. And what I've noticed over the last 8 months, which would have been all of 2025, so probably less than that, probably about the last 4 months, 4 or 5 months, since around Mania season, let's just be honest, let's just say all of 2025 so far, WWE's product hasn't been watchable. There were times at the beginning of the year where, as they were heading into Mania, that, you know, you got a little bit excited. You know, Elimination Chamber got you excited for what could happen. The Cena heel turn, right? But what did I say after Chamber? Triple H fed you to Money in the Bank, right? And then what they started doing with the booking and adding all these other shows, and now you're doing like 18 PLEs, it feels like, or special episodes and all of the, right? And it just feels, there's an overconsumption of wrestling going on right now. Wrestling's the hottest it's ever been, but that also comes with the trade-off that, let me take that back, not the hottest it's ever been. What I mean is more companies are hotter than they've ever been, right? Wrestling as an industry is probably the busiest it's ever been as far as the mainstream product, with AEW, WWE, TNA, NXT, right? Where you have quite literally 7 days of programming pretty much every single week, right? 6 to 7, you know, 5 to 6 days, sometimes 7 days of programming. And with WWE counter programming, there are days where you have literally the whole day spent watching wrestling. And there's an overabundance of pro wrestling. And for someone like Junkyard James, my brother, someone that I have great respect for his opinions, that's wonderful. He could spend 8 hours watching an AEW pay-per-view. To me, anything over 4 hours is too much. For a PLE, anything over really 2 hours is too much for me to focus on a normal TV show. Especially when the product, at this current point in time, is too expensive for the fans like me who can't afford to have Peacock and the ESPN app and cable and all of the stuff. Right? If I could afford it, even if I could afford it, the product isn't worth the price. So as much as I am looking forward to WrestlePalooza, and I'm hoping ESPN has a fix before WrestleMania that people who have YouTube TV and such could watch it for cheaper, as or for free, like some of the people who have FUBU and stuff like that. As much as I'm interested into that story, into those shows, the price doesn't match the product we are getting. The product, to me, is 2016 to 2019 WWE level product. It's just monotonous, boring, the same thing every single week. I don't even feel the need to read reviews or to watch the reruns. I have zero idea what happened last night on Monday Night Raw because I just don't care. Because obviously, and I hate to say this because I think a lot of people in creative and the wrestlers themselves, they care. But I don't think corporate cares. I don't think Endeavor cares. I don't think TKO as a board cares about the product because they're all in the business of making money. And as long as they're making money, they don't care about how they do that. Right, so we have this whirlwind of stuff going on with the sell to Endeavor, where, and really, it's Roman Reigns losing the title really took away any interest in the product to me. I'm just going to be honest. You know, I had interest in Stephanie Vaquer on NXT. They bring her up to the main roster. What do? They suck all the life out of Stephanie Vaquer. Everything that made her special which was just her being in the ring and being Stephanie Vaquer, they stopped putting her on TV every week. Right? They moved Lyra Valkyrie at one point a year and a half, 2 years ago, was one of the biggest superstars in NXT, getting the rub from Becky Lynch, and they try to replicate that on the main roster and just didn't execute it the same way. And now Lyra Valkyrie is hardly, from what I understand, on TV. I don't know. I haven't watched in 3 weeks. And the product just isn't good. There are good moments, but the overall product, it's not worth the amount of money and time that I've put into, that would be required to put into to maintain doing a podcast. And there are some other outside factors as well, right? I financially, I'm not in a good place to waste 2 hours a week, 3 hours a week podcasting. I could be making money, right? Financially, I'm just not in a good place. I'm not going to bog you down with my personal stuff. That plays a part in this decision. The biggest influence in this decision, though, if I'm being honest, is something I tried to keep away from this podcast. Right, I wanted this to strictly be about wrestling, but I have to discuss this because this was the guiding factor of this podcast, and it is one of those no-no topics. It's not political by any means, but I've been podcasting for 39 months. This podcast started July 2nd, 2022. We've been going on 39 months, just over 3 years. 3 years and 3 months at this point. 39 months ago, wrestling was in a different place, which I just explained. The product 39 months ago looked like it was on the roll to being the best the product has been in a long time. We were in the middle, 2022, we were in the middle of the push of the Bloodline. The product was beaming with hope in the product, and I was very into, right? But 39 months ago, the product was different than it is right now. But also, 39 months ago, I was different than I am currently right now. Specifically in the realm of where it comes to religious belief. And this is the number one play. Now, I'm not going to get preachy. Don't fear that, right? I'm not going to get preachy. But 39 months ago, I wasn't at all, you know, in a position to say that I was religious. I'd have always sort of grown up in the religious circle from sixth grade to the day I graduated high school. The day I graduated high school, I stopped being religious. I had no interest in it. And why, right? And then 39 months ago, the world was a very different place. We were coming out of a hard economic situation, a hard world situation with COVID and the pandemic and everything. We were coming out of that, and the economy was tanking, and during that time, I was a completely different person. And sometimes meeting rock bottom sometimes brings you to religion. And in about 12 months ago, I started really taking what I claim to be my religion and my faith a lot more seriously. And that is the biggest effort. I'm going to be completely honest with you. if you guys have been day one listeners, you guys know sort of how I run the show. Then when we enter around this time of year, I start planning for the end of the year. And when I'm going to do the end of the year awards and who's going to be on the show to do the awards. And that starts, that planning starts around September, October each year. We're about that time, right? And we all know that I typically do the last episode of the year the Tuesday before, about 10 days before Christmas, right? I aim for like the 17th, 18th, right? At some of that time, right? So, for example, like Christmas is on a Thursday this week or this year. So I probably would have done not the 23rd, which would have been the Tuesday, but, you know, you subtract 7 from that, and that's, what, 19? I can't do math. 23 minus 7 is, what, 16? Yeah, that is like the 16th. So we were going, again, like I said, about the somewhere between December, you know, that you know, the 15th, 16th, 17th. I try to aim for that. Take Christmas week off, take New Year's week off, and then come back refreshed for the podcast in the new year. And a lot of times, if changes were going to happen, that's where this would happen, you know. Going into 2024, we brought Wavy D on full-time to the show. Going into 2025, you know, same thing happened, and then eventually down the line I changed everything, right? But that time period, the last 2 years, so going into 2024 and going into 2025, I've really been feeling this tug of you gotta stop with the wrestling podcast. You got to change it. You got to do something different. And I'll be honest, both of those 2 years, I have contemplated quitting podcasting. Solely because I didn't understand why. And I continued to justify why, right? This is a hard decision for me to make. Don't act like now this particular decision to quit now has been on my mind for 2 years. And I'm going to be honest, there are people who are listeners who are day ones, the Kara Danvers, right? B Master, Wavy D, that they were the people I podcasted for. And the reasons, even when I didn't want to podcast, I still made one. And I still did an episode, or I still came back after that break. And I'm really feeling that tug again of, you got to stop it. And being that I'm, you know, since about January this year, really stepping into my faith and my religion, and really taking it seriously, not just in this is, you know, yeah, I'm this, right? But actually, you know, living out what I say I believe, that has really led to this decision that while I enjoy talking on the microphone, it's time to put that to pause, which is why I say goodbye for now, and I don't know when the for now is. I don't know when that ends. I don't know when I'm coming back. None of that's planned out, right? Typically, when I take a break, I have a plan on when I'm coming back. I really don't know. I know I'm probably going to come back to wrestling and podcasting. I know at some point as we get towards WrestleMania, something's going to make me interested in the show again, and I'll be back on the microphone. I bring up my religion, my faith, because that is where I'm going to place a lot of my effort when it comes to podcasting. I'm not done podcasting, right? I am moving more into a that level, you know, a Christian type religious study type podcast. I was, you know, and so that's where my efforts and my time is going into. I would be more than ecstatic for those who listen if they wanted to follow me over to that venture. In, you know, in the DMs, you know, you can message me. You guys are free to send me DMs on Discord, comment on this video on YouTube or whatever, and I'm more than willing to give you that link. 100%. Understand, though, that it's going to be very different than that, right? I'm going to be very matter-of-fact, and to those who aren't religious, it would be very, you know, but that's, you know, that is, to use a cliche, you know, my hope and prayer to get you guys over if you guys want to listen to it. 100%, I'm more than willing to share that link. So that's why I'm leaving. And I hope I described it enough, right? And it is tough, right? Again, making this decision, finalizing the post and actually posting it and making it a reality was one of the hardest things I've done because of the reaction I knew I was going to get, and I got it from Beemaster. Like, no, don't go. It's hard saying goodbye. It is hard saying goodbye. And I know you guys live off of my, for whatever reason, I'm a nobody in the middle of North Carolina who probably thinks I'm smarter than I really am, who doesn't understand wrestling the way I portray it. I just try to use common sense. For some reason, people out there enjoy this product. And so it is kind of hard to leave it. I really want to continue doing it, but I thought now was the perfect time because I'm, you know, the product isn't good. There's no more main roster PLEs on Peacock. And so I can't pay in the $430 a month to watch that. So it's really, I'm not in a position to that where I really care about the product. And ultimately, I really just want to go back to being a fan. My Netflix dies tomorrow morning. My Peacock, I just canceled. I have that through the 14th. And so a lot of those were just financial decisions that, like, I don't have the money to literally pay for them at the current moment. But so I'm going to go back to being a fan when I can and where I'm able to. And maybe the end of the year. When I do come back, though, it will only be one episode a week. It will be a Tuesday episode. I do know that. I do know that far. I can't deal with two episodes a week. Just because it's a lot to plan for, and there's not a lot to talk about when all you do is break down shows. So it's just going to be one episode a week. And the format will be different. There will probably be a football segment in there every week or a sports segment. We might come back. You know, I rebranded to get rid of Slapping Meat, and it's kind of ironic because, you know, I've been complaining for the last 6 months that Teespring hasn't given me my shirts, and I did email them, and it's kind of a funny what an email, when you do act like a Karen, what that can do for you, because the shirts showed up today. Ironically, as I was saying my farewells, I finally got the shirts, finally after I rebranded it and everything. Now, it does have the old Slapping Meat logo on it, which is fine, but I'm real tempted to keep the Slapping Meat brand now. So when I do come back, that will be a conversation. It'll probably be just one show, and it'll probably be the Slapping Meat podcast. 100%. And we'll pick up from, you know, episode 312. Who knows? We'll figure that out when the time comes, when I feel comfortable coming back and doing one of these. Right. But with that being said, that was 24 minutes of introduction and me reasoning and telling you my heart and where I'm at, you know, being real honest with you guys. It's what I wanted to do, right? Real, raw, and relevant, right? So why don't we talk about a couple things of wrestling? We got a couple. Beemaster has two really cool questions. We'll do for questions from Discord. And we'll talk about one final segment that I think we'll end on. So we'll do the questions from the Discord first. And then we'll end with this segment. So his first question is, in the vast history of wrestling, what wrestler did you have high hopes for and it just didn't work out or didn't happen for? This one's a tough one. I don't really look at wrestling if I have high hopes that he'll do good or she'll do good. You know, Kara was joking in the Discord that, oh, he'll probably say Lyra Valkyria. And at this point, it's probably right because I had high hopes that she would be used right on the main roster and it hasn't come about. We'll give it some more time before we put her on the list. I'll be honest. Probably American Alpha. Chad Gable and Jason Jordan, they were superstars in NXT. And then Jason Jordan, unfortunately, had that, you know, they put him in the Kurt Angle story for whatever reason. He then ends up getting the career-ending injury. And that, I think, really did Chad Gable to, you know, left them relegated to a singles run of Shorty G and now El Grande Americano. Them, that tag team. And then I'm not going to be, like, this isn't me being facetious. AEW, not because, you know, because, let me explain. AEW just hasn't worked for me the way that I've hoped because they marketed themselves as we're going to be the alternative and we're going to be better than, and that just hasn't happened. And I really did, like, guys, when AEW started, go ask James, I bought Sammy Guevara merch. I bought Inner Circle merch. Like, I was all in, pun intended, on AEW being successful, and I was a fan on day one when it was announced. I remember back then cheering for the Bullet Club, going to Hot Topic and seeing if they had my size in any of the shirts and realizing they only sold up to, like, extra large in Hot Topic, and so I had to go buy them online through Pro Wrestling Tees, and that would be the only way I could get Bullet Club shirt, right? And like, you could ask James. I was cheering for him. I wanted AEW to be successful. And that just hasn't happened for me. I'm trying to think of a female talent that just hasn't worked out the way that I had hopes for since I've been watching wrestling. I can't really think of one. I know of plenty in NXT now that could be in this category in 5 or 10 years. But I think Bianca's been successful. Bayley, Becky, Charlotte, Sasha has all been successful. Alexa's been successful. Yeah, I can't really think of a female talent since I've been watching in 2014 that's really got me going, you know, it hasn't worked the way that I had hoped. But then he says, let's flip the question. Who was someone that got pushed to the moon that you didn't think they deserved the push? And This one's probably more interesting because now I got to think about. I mean, in the moment, Jinder Mahal is the first one that comes to my mind. Currently, Sami Zayn. This United States Championship run, guys. The news has come out. It's a precursor to see how he can handle being champion in the Netflix era. So that come, they wanted to make sure that they're, you know, that he could do it before they finalize. You know, we know Triple H likes to finalize plans in October. He's gonna finalize Sami Zayn winning the Rumble here soon. I told the writing's on the wall, right? This all makes sense now. Who was pushed to the moon that probably didn't deserve it? Jinder, obviously. Sami Zayn, just throughout his whole career, I've just never really understood why he was pushed. You know what? I think there's another answer to the first question. Someone that I had high hopes for that it didn't happen. Omos is that guy. 100%. Someone who's been pushed to the moon that probably doesn't deserve it. I'm going to be a little bit honest with you guys right now. Sasha Banks. Mercedes Moné. I think that they tried to push her way too many. They gave her too many chances in WWE. And now AEW's pushing her to the fucking, to Saturn. She's all the way out in the atmosphere and in the ionosphere, and she's in outer space with how far, like past the moon, past the sun. She's in another galaxy, another dimension of how far Tony Khan has pushed this woman who probably did not deserve it one bit. Jinder Mahal is the only male talent I can think of right now off the top of my head. Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of at the moment. So let's end this podcast talking about one final topic. And I know we're not going the typical distance and endurance in podcast length that you're used to. But I wanted to keep it short and sweet because this is the last one for a while. This last topic is going to be around the question everyone's asking, and that is, AJ Lee's coming back, supposedly. Are you excited? And I want to explain to you why I'm not excited. I'm not excited because nostalgia booking is the reason wrestling is dying. I'm more than certain that once Cena stops becoming the top priority in WWE in this retirement run, WWE probably is going to get better. They basically had to usurp an entire year and make it all about John Cena. And I honestly feel that if I was a veteran like John Cena, I would not want that to be the problem. Like I would want my retirement tour to be mid-card. Where I could put over, like John Cena should have run the same story he ran, but in the mid card. Imagine him being a heel champion with the United States champion, and he put over Fatu, or he put over Solo, or he put over Carmelo Hayes, right? And he had matches against the mid card on Raw and SmackDown. And that was, and he really shouldn't have turned heel at all. But Cena's entire last year should have been, let's get the mid-card over. Let's create new stars. But instead, for whatever reason, they make it all about John Cena. Let's get John Cena over at the expense of a Carmelo Hayes, at the expense of a Karrion Kross, at the expense of the main talent on the mid-card. Let's put John Cena on TV, right? And I understand the business behind it, but it just doesn't make much sense. Practical, logistical sense, in my opinion. Nostalgia booking, the Nikki Bella stuff, the guys, Kevin Nash, it's being, you know, I saw some that where he said that Becky Lynch is past her prime, this run isn't working for her. She should just retire. And I, guys, I'm right there with him. I'm right there with him. Becky's final match should have been at WrestleMania, putting over Lyra Valkyria. I told you guys, this is how they should have booked the women's IC title. They crowned the champion January the 6th, right? Netflix debut, they crowned the champion. Becky Lynch should have been that champion. To which Lyra, she then turns on Lyra, and the entire goal is for her to beat the living hell out of Lyra Valkyria for three straight months leading into WrestleMania. We're at Mania in Las Vegas. Lyra Valkyria beats Becky. It's a title versus career match. And Becky Lynch loses, meaning she goes home and we don't see her again because she can go spend time with her daughter and do the movies and do all of that stuff. That should have been the end of Becky Lynch. And if I think she was filming Happy Gilmore. I mean, she wasn't in all but like 20, 30 minutes of the movie. So I highly doubt it was that long to film. I could be wrong, but I don't know. Right? But the Becky Lynch thing going on as long as it has now, and the Nikki Bella stuff going on as long as it has now, and the potential for AJ Lee to come back. Like, we're 2012 wrestling women's division again, guys. We're the 2014-2015 women's division all over again. It wasn't good back then, and it damn sure is not good now. It's even worse now, considering that we have an entire locker room in the on the main roster, mid-card, and an NXT with a lot of people who probably should have been caught up by now who could be taking these places that they're giving Becky, that they're giving, you know, a potential AJ Lee, that they're giving Nikki Bella. Nostalgia booking is killing the product. I've been very consistent with this. It's why I didn't want Goldberg back. It's why I'm a little bit concerned with people who want Dwayne Johnson back and people who want, you know, hey, Brock Lesnar was a cool surprise. And I understand, like, I was only okay with Brock Lesnar because he's fighting John Cena. Brock Lesnar coming back for a title run would be a very different story that I would complain about. Right? Nostalgia booking is killing the product. You're not building new superstars this way. AJ Lee, CM Punk versus Becky and Seth does nothing but inflate all four of their egos. That does nothing for the product long term. There's no story that really matters. Right? And just long term, there's no building for the future of the company. It just, again, it's booking for pops. It's booking for reactions. It's booking for the YouTubers so that they can get their reactions on social media and WWE can post the reactions with the clips on their socials and on, and you can go viral. They're booking for virality, and virality is killing the product. Nostalgia booking is killing the product. Booking for pops is killing the product. Long term, I could give two absolute donkey dicks if AJ Lee shows up on Friday or not. I really don't care. If she does, there's going to be a pop, probably a well-deserved pop. Look, when AJ Lee was in her prime, she was the best thing in the business in women's wrestling. But that was 10 years ago, and we haven't seen her in a ring in like 10 years. I have zero interest in this. I do. I really have zero interest in WrestlePalooza, in this match, and AJ Lee, and Brock and Cena. I just have zero interest in this. At all. Because there's no story. There's nothing that for me to sink my teeth into and to enjoy. So no, I'm not excited that AJ Lee potentially could come back. I'm not. So, yeah, that's where I'll end this off, man. 111 episodes, 311 episodes. And one day soon, 312 will come out. I'm still going to be in the Discord. We could still chat and talk and all of that. I'll be there. And I'm going to try to... what I'm going to do is I'm taking a step back from being We Too Deep the podcaster to being Randy, Randall, whatever you want to call me, the wrestling fan. And one of these days we'll come back when I can do both and both are enjoyable. But I can't give you the best product, and I'm tired of faking that I care about this product. And because I don't care enough to podcast about it. I'm just going to be honest with you. There's nothing to talk about. And I know the idea is press, well, why don't you do just NXT? That's where the other side comes in. The rest of the reasonings. I feel like it's just time for a break. And so, until then. Until we see each other again. This is goodbye. It's not a final goodbye, but it's a goodbye for now. I'm Way Too Deep. And maybe, just maybe, I'll see you again. Wrestling sinking in the ropes, in the zone we stay. Every match, every move, every play. Feel the heat, feel the sweat, no delay.